We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the top of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, New Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Ve'elu hein shevatilin oysom v'nafshom. There are certain averas that someone is going to do, you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to kill a person before he does the avera. Which type of averas? Haroi devacha chaver lahargoi. Someone's running after his friend to kill him. Vacha azachar. He's going after azachar to mezana with azachar. Vacha nairam rasa. Or he's going after nairam rasa. In those cases, you're allowed to kill. You could kill the person running to do this avera, running to kill someone, running to mezana with azachar or nairam rasa. Haroi devacha behema. But if someone's running after behema. Someone's running to Mechal Shabbos, someone's running to Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to kill him in order to stop him doing the Avera. So what's the difference? So like Rashi explains, Apili Gemara, the difference is that the first cases are all cases where he's hurting someone else. He's killing someone else, or he's being mezana with someone else, making a pagam, or embarrassment of someone else. Then you kill him. Mashenke, in the last three cases, behema, Mechal Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, the other is going to Avera. You're not allowed to kill someone in order not to Avera. You can't do that. You can't take onus in your own hands, so therefore you can't kill him. Now, Rashi says later on, that doesn't mean dafka, zocha, and ayim rasa. It means any znos. Every znos is that chayiv and misis and chayiv and krisis are being poigim someone else, are defiling someone else, and therefore you're allowed to kill the person who running after to do this avera. So lav dafka and ayim rasa means any type of arayis. Any type of arayis, at least it's chayiv and misis bez than chayiv and krisis. Zok to Gemara. So first of all, start. How do you know that a roidev achaver lahargoy? You're allowed to kill the roidev. How do you know? Tana rabbanan. Menayin leroidev achaver lahargoy. How do you know if someone's running after his friend to kill him? Shenitin latzila benafsho. You're allowed to kill the roidev. How do you know? Tam aloyim. The pasuk says lo samoid al dam riecha. The pasuk says that you shouldn't stand there al dam riecha. Let him be killed. So here, someone's running after someone else to kill him. You have to protect him. You have to protect the nirdaf, the one who's being chased. You have to protect him by killing the one who's chasing. Break the Gemara, that pasuk is used for something else. V'alachidasa, it's for this, ha'im b'alei for something else, if the time of the b'raisa. How do you know if you're in the middle of drinking your coffee and eating out with a nice steak, and all of a sudden you see someone being teveh b'nar, or chai is grabbing him, or list him, you have to jump up from your seat and run, try to help him. How do you know that? You have to save him. It's a pasuk in the Torah that if someone is in danger, you have to stop whatever you're doing and go help him. How do you know that? From the pasuk, so you don't see from the din of droidif. So you need that pasuk for something else. Whereas Echnam, you're right. Well, nitin lahatzil v'nafshem nol. How do you know taka that nitin lahatzil v'nafshem? From a different limud. Asi v'kal v'chayim v'nayim v'rasa. V'kal v'chayim v'nayim v'rasa. We'll see soon in nayim v'rasa. It's mavuya over there that you'll have to kill the person running after. Because it says ein mashiyala. It's mashma you could try to save her. So ma nara marasa shloi ba ella paigma. Madach nara marasa. That all the person is doing is trying to defile her, trying to paigim her. Umra taira nita en latzila benafshai. You're allowed to kill the roidev who's running after the naira to mimizana with her. Roidev akhari lahargoy alachas kam vakama. Of course, someone's roidev after his friend. Of course, you're allowed to kill him. Zok to Gemara, what do you mean? You're right, it's a kavachem. If he ain't shemin adin, it says ain moishiyala. It says in the pasuk. We've spoken out under our breath, but it's a pasuk there. It says ain moishiyala. But if she has a moishiya, you can save her. You have to save her. That's a pasuk. The Gemara's on dash in a second. And it says by Naim Rasa, ki besada matzah, tzaka anayram rasa, ve ain moishiyala. No one to save her, but someone could save her. So you know Naim Rasa. So it's a kavachem to ride for a tzicha. Someone's running out to kill. So it's a kavachemer. So that's a no. Very tzicha. Afraid to Gemara. V'chi oinchim min adin. We know as a klal, they can't not learn oinchim from a kavachemer. And I can tell me why it's called oinchim. This is like a b'kuch nefesh, not oinchim. So zok noy to Yehuda shteita. You see from here that it's taka a din oinish. You see, right? If it's a din oinish, and the lomdus it's a din oinish. That's tama hatzala. It's a din oinish. So we're back to square one. How do we know that a roidev, after someone to kill him, that you'll have to kill the roidev? We said that Lois Samar Adam Riecha is teaching us that you have to save someone. But who said you'll have to kill someone to save someone? Who said, and it's not Raif Naim Rasa, because even though it's Kavachayim, ain't Anshim Radin. So the Gemara, the Bei Rebbe Tano Hakeshahu. The Bei Rebbe learns from a Bryce that it's Hakesha. And this is a famous Hakesh, because the Pasuk says like this. that if someone's ma'anis a naira, so halach is, and no one's there to save her, and someone's mizana with her, the halach is that he gets skila, and she is potter. And it says in the pasuk like this, b'lenayra le'sasa dava, you don't do anything to the naira. Ain l'naira chet mavest. The naira does not have a chi of misa. Why? Kikasha yakum ish ar eru tzachay nefesh kena dava. So pasha, like, pshut toysha mikra taich, without thinking too much. It means like this. Just like if someone jumps on someone to kill him, he's oinus. This guy, nine runs also oinus. What do you want from her? It's like someone jumped on her and killed her. That's why she's pata. It's pasha taich in the pasha. But obviously, that you don't the muscle, what's in a gay, what we're trying to say. So we learn from here that we're trying to teach us something. The pastor was trying to say that Nairam Ross is like a Ritzach. Just like a Ritzach has a certain din, same thing Nairam Ross has a certain din also. That's what we're saying. And we'll see what that limit is later on Daf, I think it's on Daf Ayin Dal, we'll see that. But the Gemara says that besides that, we're going to learn the other way also. We learn out Ritzicha from Nairam Ross. And we learn out, just like Nairam Ross, the halacha is you'll have to kill the Raidif. By Ritzach, always like kill the Raidif. Let's read it inside. Hey Keshu, the Pasik is Makish, Naim Rasa to Ritzach. It says in the Pasik, Kash Yokumish are Ritzach and Nefesh. Vichimala Manum Ritzach Mata, what are we learning from Ritzach? Meata is about Lamed, Rim Salamed. It's coming to teach us something, but it's a learn out. It was trying to teach us something to Naim Rasa, and myself, it's a learn something out from Naim Rasa. Makish Ritzach, Naim Rasa. My Naim Rasa, Nitlatil Benafshoi. Just like Naim Rasa, you're allowed to save her by killing someone. Afritzech nitan latzil benafshay. Ritzech also, you can save him by killing the person running after him. V'narim rasa gufa menalon. Hey, no narim rasa. Like we spoke out a few minutes ago. Ketonet ber v'shmol. Ketonet ber v'shmol. Ve'imay shiela. The pasuk says ve'imay shiela. Ha'yesh mashiela. If there's someone to save her, v'chol davar shiachal yeshia, you can save her any way you want, even by killing the person running after her. So the bottom line is very simple. That we are saying right now is that the way we know that ritzech, you'll have to kill the Ritzach is from the Hekesh to Naira HaMarasa. So to Gemara Vayit. We still need a limud for Zachar and for other Arayis. We'll see that in the Gemara later on. So to Gemara Vayit, Tagufa, Menayin Leroya Eschaveru Shutaveya Benahar. How do you know if someone, again, like the example we gave you, a fancy restaurant, you see someone drowning, you see someone grabbing a person, or list in Bambalov, if you could, you have to run and try to help. It's learned that from a different pasuk, because the Gemara says, Avedas gufay minayim. We know you have to return someone's Aveda. If he loses his watch, you got to return it. What about if the person himself is lost? How do you know they have to return him to himself? And we see from there that if a person is drowning, he's losing his goof, you have to return it to him. So we know from there that you have to go and save someone. So why do you need l'sam el-dam re'acha? So Gemara says like this, ima hasma v'amina hadimili b'nafshay. You would think, okay, you yourself are mechuyev to save someone because he's aveda. Ava mitruch mega agure, but to go find different options and hire people and spend money, ima loy. Maybe you don't have to kamash one sama derecha. You have to work hard and hire people to try to save the person. The Rosh speaks out that, and it's a Pita Gemara also, Daf Ayin Dalet, the Rosh speaks out that the Nirdaf, if he has money, will have to pay back if he spends money. But he's mechuyev to lay out the money and work hard hiring people to save the guy. But the Rosh says, v'hanitzol chayev lefroya lematzol ma'ashahoytzi. He has to pay whatever he paid. They know the ma'chayev lehatzol nefesh chaver be'moinoy. Heche de isle yomoyle nitzol. If the nitzol has money, you could be teveya back the money from the nitzol. So the Hele Gemara Vayit. Tonar Abonim. Echod haroi devach chaver lehargoy. Anyone who runs after his friend to kill him, v'achar ha'zachar, running after ha'zachar, v'achar ha'nairam rosso, after ha'rosso, v'achar ha'v misses bezdin, you're running after chiv misses bezdin of Arias, v'achar ha'v krisis, all these cases, matzilin oison benafshon, you could save those people benafshoy of the roidif. What about Amon al-Kohen Gadol, which also tapas nos, right? You know, Amon is not American Gadol. Grusha v'chalutz al-Kohen Hedit. There you cannot kill the person running after the Kohen Gadol is running after Amana, or a Kohen Hed is running after the Jerusalem to force them. You cannot kill the Kohen Hed. Why? Because it's not Chiv Mises Bezdin or Chiv Krisis. And therefore the Kohen and the Pagam is not so big. Another halacha says like this: Nevda ba avera, emar tzinois benafshay. If avera is done with her, then you don't save. You can't kill the person trying to mizana with her. Now, what does that mean exactly? So Rashi learns, which is a chiddush, nevda ba avera kvar. That means someone already was mizana with her forcefully. She already got defiled. The halacha is that the next time you can't kill the person doing it. That's Rashi learned. Nevda ba avera. She already is pogum. She already is pogum. But other Rishonim are not so happy with this. They don't bring their Rashi Mamash. The Mechina talks about it. It's a little bit of a chiddush that now someone could make a pogrom again. It's a little bit of a chiddush, right? You understand? The Rambam learns the Gemara a little different. The Rambam learns that Nevda Avera means that someone started being mezana with her already, but he didn't finish. You can't kill him anymore. Once he started, so it's ready. She's ready a pogrom. So then you can't kill him. That's what it means. Nevda Avera means the Avera started already. You can't kill him then. Because he already started already, she already is defiled, so this mice, so it doesn't help killing him anymore. It's not a part of protecting the person, you're not protecting her anymore. Yesh lo mashiach, there's a way to save her without killing him. You can't kill him. You can't just kill him for no reason. If you can save her a different way, you can't kill him. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Afay Meres, if she says, don't kill him, she's not happy about being defiled, but she's scared if you kill him, if you try killing him, he's going to kill her, and she's worried about it. She's like, just leave him alone. She says, leave him alone, then you leave him alone. That's the halachas. Now I'm going to go explain the halachas of the Braisa. First things first, not really. How do you know that Roy de Rachaveir after Hargoy, Zachar, Naim Rasa, and Chayv Mitzvahs and all these things, Chayv Krisis, all these things, Matzilas of Menafshe. What's the Makar? Amakra, the Pasuk says, B'lenayr l'sasadava, ein l'nayr achet maves. Now, the word Naira, if you look at the Pasuk, both times the word is Naira actually, does not have a hay. It just says, Nun ayin resh, without the hay. And the second part of the Pasuk is completely extra. It says, B'lenayr l'sasadava, ein l'nayra chet mavis. Obviously, l'sasadava means chet mavis, but you're printing over mamish extra words. The pasuk ein l'nayra chet mavis is completely extra. So we dash those words. Ma nar l'nayra l'sasadava ein l'nayra chet mavis. Nar, it doesn't say nayra. Nar ze zocher. Nayra ze nayra mrosa. Chet, because these words ein l'nayra chet mavis, all extra. So the word nayra, first of all, it's written nar tisha zocher. Naira teaches us Naira Rasa. Chait Eluchayv Krisis Maves Eluchayv Misa Bezdin. So you have four makaris for the all Arias related. We have four makaris. We know Ritzach, who's learned that Naira Rasa. As we know Ritzach, we learned that before it. But these four are all Arias related. Now, why do you need four psukim for Nairus for all Arias related? Why do you need all four psukim? Talk to the call Hani Lamali. Tzrichi. Because of one Naira. If it just said that by a Zohar, you'll have to kill the guy running after Zohar, because there it's very big kolayim. It's a very big embarrassment. It's not normal for him to be a nishkav. Aval naira de orche, l'maisa, isha, it's a normal thing. Aim aloy, maybe it's not such a big pogam. Because of what a naira, mashum de ka pogam law. Because you're making your pogam, she's not a basula anymore, and she's megana al baila. Aval nar, he's not getting married. He's not getting married that way. The loy ka pogam lay. He's not pogam, he doesn't have basulim. He doesn't have a zoom, it's not a problem. That's a physical issue with him. So maybe there's not such a big pogam. And we're like, because Rachmana Hani, says both these two are pretty pogam. It says both of them, Tapa and Beis. Because Rachmana Hani, Mishum, the high lav orchihu, because pogam law. One's lav orchi, which is a kaloin, and the other one's kapogam law, which is making her defiled. Avashar Arayas to Urchayu. First of all, Avashar Arayas is talking about Isha, which is Urchayu. And it's not such a big pagam. It's not such a big pagam. Let's say she's married already. She's not a Basula anywhere. It's not as bad as Nair Marasa. So maybe there, you wouldn't be able to kill the Raidif. Emerloi, cause Rachmana, Chait. That's why it says Chait, which teaches us that even Chayve, Mrs. Bezdin, cause Rachmana, Chait, Havamina, Afilu Chayve Lavin. If it just said chayt, I would say any type of avera, even chayv lavin. Because rachmana maves, that has to be misa. Because rachmana maves, have a mina chayv misa bezdin. In chayv is loy. Because rachmana chayt, it says chayt and maves, it's just both levels. Misa bezdin and krisis. Pray to Gemara, we look at rachmana chayt maves, just say chayt maves, and that includes Nairam Rasa and Zacha, both of them are chayt maves as well. So what do you need that for? It's mamash bechlal. Once you have chayt maves, You don't need Nara Naira. Bleboy Nara Naira. Echanami, you're right. Well, Nara Naira, what's it for? Chad Lemute Oived Avodah Zarah. One's coming to exclude Avodah Zarah. That if you're running after Avodah Zarah, you cannot kill the right of after Avodah Zarah. Vechad Lemute Behema. If someone's running after Behema, Vechad Lemute Behema Veshabbos. Shabbos is extra. There's no having to have Shabbos. Because Shabbos only a bite on Avodah Zarah, we'll see. And therefore, Avodah Zarah, once it's excluded, Shabbos is excluded also. So one will exclude Avodah Zarah, and one will come to exclude, the other meat come to exclude Behema. That brought Behema, you cannot kill the Raidiv. Frankly, Gemara of Shim ben Yechoy, Omar, Oyvid of Ezchav, Nitin Latzil ben Avsher. Shim ben Yechoy learns that from Sukkim, that Oyvid of Ezchav, if someone does Avodah Zarah, running after Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to kill him. So Lomalich, that's why you need both miyutim. Chad Lemute Behema, Chad Lemute Shabbos. Here, you need Mute Shabbos. Why? Sak Dayat Chavina, Tasty Shabbos, Mechilul Chilul Mavayas Chavim. We'll make a Xer Shavah like this, a Madiyam like that, learns out Chilul Chilul Mavayas Chavim. It says, Mechalel Moishumos by Shabbos, and it says by Varezor, Mazarecha, Loisitin, Lahavel, Melech, Loisachal. So you learn out from Varezor Chavim. Therefore, has a miyut. So according to Shimon Yechai, holds that running out of Varezor does get killed. So you have two miyutim. One miyut is Lemute Behema, and all the meat is Lemute Shabbos. And you would think you learn at Shabbos and Vezor with the Xer Shabbos, Chilu Chilu. Kamashla, no. Right, the Gemara. How do you know Vezor that you kill him?
Why wouldn't you go
Vezor over? Because Vezor is a Kavachar, and Marcel later on, because of Vezor is Pagan Begavaya. It's Pagan by Karz Baruch Kavachar. So that's why it's a Kavachar. It's a woman who holds it, there's a meat for that. But Rashim Yechai has no meat for that, so he holds one meat for Behema, one's meat for Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, don't mechalas for Shabbos, not tzil v'nafshoy. He holds mechalas Shabbos, it's not tzil v'nafshoy. So even mechalas Shabbos, he's allowed to kill in order that shouldn't be mechalas Shabbos. The Asher Shabbos is mechil chilum v'rizchav. We learn on Shabbos from Exer Shabbos from Rizara. Mike, man, what's the miyutim? Chad miyut lemute behema. One's miyut behema. The idach, the other miyut, it's not extra. Idach, either kosach mara nair, kosach mara nair naira. It's not so schwer. The drush of Naira Naira already, that's it's fine that it's read at Naira. We're talking the parish of Naira. You're right, it's an extra word and it's being excluding something. It's excluding Behema. But it's fine that it says Naira. You read it Naira, even though it's written Naira, it's fine because we're in the parish of Naira. And therefore, it's not considered extra. Like Rashi says, I did the cost of Naira, Lahavi, as Sazachar, cost of Naira, Kaloima, Kapashti, the Kra. So it says, we'll call it Naira already, it's fine. And it's got Rashi saying, we don't need it for Zachar right now, we know from Chet Mavas, but in any case, we're saying, it's not Shver, it's a Naira, it's not off of a Drasha, the word is extra, it's only coming to exclude Behemoth. So that's the bottom line, it's coming to exclude Behemoth according to Smadi Yama, according to the Mani Yama right before, it's coming to exclude Behemoth and Shabbos. According to Mani Yama before that, it's coming to exclude everything. Behemoth and Avodah Zarah, and then automatically coming to exclude Shabbos. So the bottom line is, only a Arayis and Baritzicha, according to that Mandarama, do you have the heter to kill the Raidiv.